Did it.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means this is Casual Friday, which also means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, who's wearing Indian-style neckwear today.
Is that Indian?
I know. It kind of looks like Aztec something going on there.
I don't know. My friend Shauna gave it to me for my birthday last year.
Yeah,
so
it's really cool.
Very cool. So guess what today is?
It's Casual Friday.
Well, other than that.
The end of the week.
It's National Donut Day.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, so I guess Krispy Kreme is raking in the bucks today, right?
Well, if you go to Krispy Kreme, you get to pick out one donut for free, no purchase necessary.
So you just walk in and go, give me a glazed, take it and say, thanks a lot, see you later.
If you go to Dunkin' Donuts, you have to buy a beverage to get a free donut.
Oh, yeah.
Winn-Dixie is giving away powdered donuts with a hole in them.
Wait. With a hole? Is that what the ad says? With a hole in them?
Mm-hmm.
So in other words,
I'm sorry. Free powdered donut holes.
Oh. I was like, it's got to have a hole in it. It's not a donut. So three powdered donut holes. I thought those were called munchkins.
Have you ever heard of that game the kids play called the telephone?
Yeah.
And then it changes. So yeah. That's what happened just now.
Telephone from your eyes to your ears to your mouth, right?
Yes. Sometimes I think
faster than
I speak.
Yeah, I know. So, donut holes are munchkins, right? That's what, remember Dunkin' Donuts made millions of dollars by taking what they used to punch out of the donut and throw away and deep frying them and turning them into munchkins. And they made donut holes popular.
I don't know, but I'm looking at the nutritional impact of a donut from Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
One, I don't know what a dad donut is, but it's three.
Oh, no. The dad donut is the donut you eat when you want the dad bod. That gives you the dad bod. I'm just kidding.
It has 300 calories, 13 grams of fat, 6 of which are saturated, 320 grams of sodium, 40 carbs, 1 fiber, 20 sugars, and 4 proteins.
So 40 grams of carbohydrate in one donut.
Yes.
And people don't ever eat just one.
No. That's crazy.
Yeah. And well, you know, donuts make me burp that grease taste.
This blueberry butternut donut has 60 grams of carbs. That's absurd.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I mean, that's equivalent. You could have a whole cup of oatmeal for that one donut and be fuller and more satisfied.
Who can eat a whole cup of oatmeal?
I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah. Am I a freak?
No.
Oh, okay. You're like, who can eat a whole cup of oatmeal? I do. Oh.
Okay, so I want to talk about fish oil.
Okay. Fish oil, by the way, fish oil.
Yes.
As a category.
Yes.
In the supplement industry.
Yes.
Is the number one top selling supplement in the world. $1.3 billion a year in all the fish oil supplements out there on all the different shelves.
Does that include Loveza, the prescription brand?
No, that's by prescription. We're talking about over the counter only.
Over the counter. Yeah. And are all of the fish oils created equal?
Of course not. There's so much to take into account when choosing a fish oil.
So what should the ratios of EPA and DHA be?
Okay, ratios are not as important, quite frankly, as total concentration of omega-3s in the fish oil itself.
So it doesn't matter how much of each?
No, you're always going to have more EPA than DHA. That's just the way it happens in nature.
Okay.
But what happens is, the cheaper fish oils have, like, out of 1 gram of total oil in the capsule, they may have a total of maybe 250, 300 milligrams of actual omega-3s. And then companies like to go, oh, we're double strength, we're triple strength, and so on, as they start to go up to, like, 50% or 40% or 60%. the higher the concentration, the better off you are, because number one, there's less actual fish oil and more actual omega-3s, so less of the burp effect, potentially. And you're taking fish oil for the omega-3s. So why would you want to take a fish oil that's only 30% omega-3s and the other 70% is just this icky oil?
So do you have to worry about mercury?
Depending on what kind of fish they use, yes. So if they're using small fish, like anchovy and sardines, to produce their fish oil, they don't live long, so they don't have a lot of time to accumulate the mercury.
Mm-hmm.
If they're using bigger fish, then you have to be concerned what waters they're fishing them from.
And should the fish oil that you use have that stated on the bottle? Like what type of?
I don't know that it should. I don't think it does. I think you have to call the manufacturers quite often and say, hey, where do you fish your fish and what kind of fish do you use? And what you're looking for is for them to say small fish, you know, anchovies, sardines, and then obviously from coastal waters that have not been polluted or nowhere near Fukushima, obviously.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But smaller fish are better. And because they don't have the opportunity to accumulate mercury because they don't live that long. You know, a year or two, they're dead.
Right. So because I'm looking at an article here that says 1,500 milligram daily dose of omega-3s, which would include 800 milligrams of EPA and 600 of DHA.
Yeah, but here's the problem. So I could say my serving size is 10 capsules. I could use a really cheap fish oil that's only 30%. Omega-3s and say, I'm delivering 2 grams of omega-3s per serving, but it's 10 capsules you have to take. The goal is to be able to take 1 or 2 capsules a day and hit that 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams of total omega-3s. That's the goal. There's a lot of companies out there that go, they promote 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving, and then you look, a serving is 3 capsules. That means it's just 300 milligrams per capsule, or 333 milligrams per capsule. When there's another one out there that says 1,000 milligrams per serving, and it says it's 1 capsule, and quite often that's going to be a 1,400 milligram capsule, where about 30% of it is omega-3s. Those are about the best you're going to find. You get between 75% omega-3s is the average high dose omega-3. When you start getting above 75% omega-3s, that's where the cost really ramps up in the production. So for you to get, like even Loveza. Loveza is a 1,400 milligram capsule.
Loveza is the prescription.
Right.
For those of you that don't know.
It's 85% omega-3s, which means it's 850 milligrams per 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s, but that's an ethyl esterified omega-3, it's unique.
And what does that mean?
It's supposed to make itself much more bioavailable in the blood, and it's what they did to be able to patent it and make a drug out of it.
But there's some over-the-counter like that, too.
Yes, you can find 85% concentration omega-3s over-the-counter, but generally the price differential between that and a 75% is astronomical. It's like 75% bottle of 60 caps, you know, $29. 85% bottle of 60 caps, $59. It's like just buy 2 bottles of the 75%. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It just doesn't work out once you start getting above 75%.
Well, I was on the treadmill the other day and saw a commercial for the Bear Pro Ultra Omega-3.
Yeah.
So is that new?
It's new for Bear. You know, don't forget, so Bayer really became a legitimate, quote-unquote, drug when people started taking them to stop the ischemia reperfusion effect of a heart attack, right?
Uh-huh.
Have a heart attack, take an aspirin.
Right.
All of a sudden, aspirin was like, oh, my God. Then doctors are prescribing low-dose aspirin to reduce total body inflammation, right? So they have gone from being the headache hangover cure to being the heart-healthy company. So this is a natural progression for them. Because
right here on the package it says Bear Pro, and there's a picture of a heart.
Yeah, because the mainstream takes...
But I bet Diamond Walnuts can't put that heart on their package.
I think they can now, actually. I think they finally got the message. But in this case here, the people they're trying to attract are the elderly people who are taking fish oil for cholesterol and heart protection.
Uh-huh.
But their fish oil is garbage. They talk about triple strength. I think it's only 50 or 60% omega-3s per capsule.
And they've added vitamin D3 to it as well.
Yeah, and that's a common thing. A lot of companies are now adding things to their fish oil to make it, give it the edge. So, hey, you don't have to buy two supplements. You just take this one.
Well, at least it's D3 and not D2, they add to all the dairy products.
Yeah, and there's vitamin A in a lot of them, too, because a lot of them are getting their fish oil from cod liver oil. So they can say vitamin A, vitamin D, and omega-3s.
That's interesting.
It's a lot out there.
So that show that you did the other day, what day was it that you did the show about fish oil?
I don't remember.
I lost track.
But did I.
And
I was here. I don't remember.
I think you should talk about that a little bit since we're talking about fish oil.
Yeah, well, omega-3 fish oil was tested for its anabolic effect in elderly people, and it worked. Taking 4 grams of Loveza, and they use Loveza because that is a pharmaceutical drug form of fish oil, standardized, approved by the FDA, and that's what you want to use in a study, obviously. So there's no question of purity, concentration, or anything else. They gave these people 4 grams a day, which was effectively, four capsules a day, which was 28 and 28 is 52. Is that right? 5,200 milligrams a day, which worked out to be 4,000 milligrams of actual omega-3 fatty acids.
Per day. Didn't they split it up into two doses?
Yes, yes. And that had an amazingly anabolic effect on their muscle. They put on more muscle, and their muscle was stronger. It was more functional.
Did they describe elderly, like what the age range was?
I think they were 65 years and older, but the guy said, we've done the same research in young mm-hmm. people, too, and it works. But here's what I think. And Ron Pena from Quest and I had this discussion. I think that there's a point of diminishing returns. Now, I would safely say that most people are deficient in fish oil. I think that once you are topped off, so to speak, and you have enough fish oil, omega-3s, once you're topped off and you have enough omega-3s, taking more won't give you that effect. I think that the majority of people are deficient in omega-3s, so they will see an anabolic effect from taking fish oil. But if you are already at a good status for omega-3s, you may not see the same results.
So the omega-3 doesn't have to come from fish oil, though. Like, you can get it from your plant
sources.
No,
but as Adele Musa has pointed out in the past in numerous well-done blogs, the triglyceride-bound form of omega-3s, for some reason, works better than plant-based omega-3s and even krill oil, for that matter. Krill oil became so popular, but they're very, very low doses, very little pills, very low doses. You know, you need mm-hmm. higher doses. So fish oil is still king or queen, depending on how you view the world, when it comes to delivering omega-3 fatty acids.
Well, if your name is Bruce Jenner, I mean Caitlyn Jenner, then it's both
king
and queen. King
and queen, yeah. Why not? But if you're not taking a fish oil supplement, you should. Everybody should. For the anti-inflammatory benefits and the blood thinning benefits of it, I mean, it's good stuff. And now it's starting to show that maybe all the work you do in the gym will pay off better and faster.
That's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
But buy enterically coated fish oil, so it doesn't dissolve in the stomach, and there's no risk of you burping up fish oil all day long. That's another thing you should look for. All the fish oil that you take should be enterically coated so that you don't burp it up, because it's gross.
It is gross.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, there are lots more stories, right?
Yeah, I want to talk about vaccines when we come back.
Okay. All right. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday, brought to you by our title sponsor, All American EFX. Go to superhumradio.com and click any of the All American EFX banner ads to learn more. We'll be right back.
New from from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Bananas! Bananas! Welcome back. I should have used this for the other story.
You should have played that for the other story.
I will later. I'll play it again for later. Everybody will figure it out.
We're going to talk about bananas later. Yeah. Okay, this is a serious story, and it really upset me when I read this story.
Okay.
So, did you know that 49 doses of 14 vaccines are administered before the age of 6?
I mean, it was a lot less when we were kids.
69 doses of 16 vaccines are administered by the age of 18. They have a vaccine given, children have a vaccine given to them within 12 hours of being born.
Okay.
Okay.
Now.
So I want to talk about this little girl who was 4 months old and passed away 4 days after she was given 7 vaccines.
Now, a lot of people out in the audience may say, well, it's coincidental. You can't blame it. But I want to, we're going to change the discussion here for a second to steal your thunder. Can I steal your thunder?
Well, just let me, she had had, I guess, her 2-month-old vaccines,
mm-hmm.
and she had a reaction to
them. Bad reaction.
She had a really bad reaction to them. And the mother was afraid to give her the vaccines, but at the urging of her pediatrician.
Yeah, she said she was pressured into it. She said those words. She said, I was pressured into administering the next round of vaccines.
By her pediatrician.
Even though her daughter had a bad reaction from the first round, and she didn't want the vaccines, she was pressured into it. And this is an important discussion for those people out there in Nanny State, California, who are now going to be forced to take vaccines even if they don't want them. Because the state isn't going to be held responsible if your child falls ill or dies. So keep listening.
Okay. So did you know that African-American babies and Native American babies suffer from sudden infant death syndrome at rates 2 to 3 times more than other babies?
And sudden infant death syndrome, while the mainstream medical orthodoxy doesn't like to talk about this, has been linked to that diphtheria, polio, pertussis vaccine that children are given early on as infants, and they die shortly thereafter from sudden infant death syndrome as a result of a dysregulation of serotonin in the brain. This is all well understood that the vaccine does this. Serotonin is part of the alarm system. So if a baby is laying face down and starts to smother, the serotonin levels change, and the baby lifts its head and gasps for air and turns its head and goes back to sleep. When that mechanism, that alarm system is dysregulated, the baby lays there and smothers. And we know that it vaccines cause that dysregulation of serotonin.
She had the 4 months, which was the diphtheria, the pertussis, the polio, just what you were just talking about.
Right.
Okay, so this little girl, her name was Jaliyah.
Jaliyah Cortez Turner.
She was of African American and some Native American descent.
So she had a double whammy. And now keep in mind that the vaccine manufacturers recognize that there is a genetic polymorphism in African American people that puts them at greater risk of developing side effects and even dying from vaccines. Has anyone ever heard that before?
I never heard of that before I read this article. And her parents were not informed of this information.
And the doctor, who was just so hell-bent on giving this child the next round of vaccines, did not pick up on the fact that this child, who the doctor knew was both African-American and had some Native American descent, was displaying the symptoms that the insert says that Native Americans and African-Americans succumb to when they're having this unique reaction driven by race to these vaccines, but just ignored it. Now think about that. The doctor, the one administering the vaccine, the one that is supposed to be vigilant and watching the child, didn't put two and two together. And this child died because of that. And those of you out there who say, well, a lot of children would die if we didn't get vaccines, please write to Jaliyah Cortez Turner's mother and explain to her that her baby had to die for the good of all.
Okay, so her 6-year-old little brother had received vaccines on the schedule up until her sister passed away. And his medical history shows he suffered from health problems that are listed as risks on the vaccine package inserts, but no one put the connection.
I mean,
together.
Are they kidding me? This country is so hell. You know what? The administration of vaccine has nothing to do with health any longer. It's now dogma. There's the pro-vaccine group and the anti-vaccine group, and everybody is just fighting without looking at the real risks involved and the fatalities of falling on these children. We are using these children as pawns to win our argument. Oh no, vaccines are good. Oh no, vaccines are bad. Meanwhile, little kids are being put at risk because of this idiocy. I think parents should have the right to choose to vaccinate or not, period. End of story. You can't give a child, an infant, a tattoo. Okay? There's a reason for that. It's not because it's not socially acceptable. It's because you put that child at risk of all sorts of infections and blood poisoning and so on. But we can just shoot them full of aluminum and thimerosal. And for those of you who say there's no thimerosal in vaccines anymore, you're wrong. They just use it at a different stage of the manufacturing so it doesn't have to go on the label anymore. And this little child loses her life while everybody who is supposed to be caring for her is watching and ignoring the mother's plea. And she's saying, look, she got really sick after the last round. I don't want to do this. Oh, you have to. You have to. You have to vaccinate to protect your child. Wow. Great job at protecting the child. It killed her. I'm saying this again. Anybody out there know this? Especially our African American listeners. Did you know that you are at greater risk of dying or negative side effects from vaccines because of your heritage? Did you know that?
I did not know that, no.
I mean, really?
Okay, so Tennessee is ranked third in the nation for having the highest infant mortality rate in the U.S. The CDC and vaccine manufacturers admit life-threatening allergic reactions and death can be outcomes of receiving any vaccine. When children are given multiple vaccines, such as this little girl was, that increases their chance of suffering a lethal reaction caused by overstimulation of their undeveloped immune system. Did you know that when they did the autopsy? Okay, first of all, she died 4 days after.
Right.
She still had knots on her legs where the injection sites were. They ruled her death unknown and undetermined and said that she had no significant medical history contributing to her death, even though they took her to the emergency room. When this happened, they did not mention the emergency room or the vaccines on her autopsy report.
This speaks to what I just said. The vaccine argument has nothing to do with health any longer. It's about dogma. So they're going to cover it up because, we can't afford to have this link to the vaccine because we're making such good ground right now getting people to vaccinate their children. We don't want them to know that they could die. This has nothing to do with health any longer. This is nothing. This is about one team winning and one team losing. And the reality is these children are what is at risk for someone to win and someone to lose.
And they wonder why autism rates are going up.
I know. Look at this. You know, it's sad. You look like you're tearing up.
Well, I did tear up when I read that story.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, very sad. This little child did not have to die. The mother did not want the vaccine. This is the pressure to vaccinate your children that's going on right now. And more children are going to die. And they're going to write on those death certificates, died of unknown causes.
I know.
You watch.
It's crazy.
All right, we have to take a break. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Ice, ice, baby. Welcome back.
You can't touch this.
Where are we going now, Lisa?
We are going to talk about the FDA.
Okay.
And how they are eyeing regulation over the homeopathic industry.
Yeah, because they've done such a good job with everything else that they regulate. That really, they really need to regulate more. Forget it.
I guess in April they took 2 days to take testimony about the uses of and the types of homeopathic medicine on the market today. And they're all over the counter, obviously, most of them.
Well, most homeopathic medicines have nothing in them. So there are several classifications of homeopathic preparations. Some of them literally have nothing in them. They put something next to the bottle, and it's supposed to affect the molecules in the water or in the capsule, and so somehow it has this imprint. I mean, homeopathic, by and large, 80% of it, I would say, is just BS. The other thing that the homeopathic industry has really latched onto and revived is the use of essential oils and stuff like that.
It says here some homeopathic manufacturers market prescription homeopathic products for the prevention and treatment of serious or life-threatening conditions, including AIDS and cancer. The use of potentially ineffective products could adversely affect the health of an individual or of the population at large.
Right.
But yes, so essential oils is one of them that's listed that the FDA is concerned about.
Think about this for a second. So they're worried
after,
that these...
After that story just talked about, that poor little girl, and now they're worried about essential oils.
Well, they're worried about ineffective products, right? So somebody has a life-threatening disease. They've already probably been through the allopathic rigmarole. Like in cancer, you know, chemotherapy, radiation, it's, oh, I'm sorry, go home and die. And so they turn to homeopathic and give it a shot. But here's my point. Homeopathic does no harm. All the drugs that the FDA approves for pharmaceutical industries do harm.
How many deaths occur every year from pharmaceutical drugs?
According to the CDC back in 2013, 800,000 people a year die.
800,000.
Yeah.
By
taking their drugs the way they were prescribed, either because of a drug interaction or, you know, from polypharmacy or just the drug side effects itself ruin their kidneys or liver or something like that. Yeah.
Here's what it says about essential oils. Fragrances can trigger conscious and subconscious emotional and hormonal responses and be part of a healthy life. It is important to remember, though, that high doses of lavender oil has been associated with triggering early puberty, and pure peppermint oil is quite caustic.
Okay, so...
Really?
They're saying that these essential oils are estrogenic.
Uh-huh.
Right? They're saying that they are endocrine disrupting.
There was one study done on lavender oil.
But it wasn't even a study. It was two cases of two boys.
Three cases.
Three cases of three boys who developed gynecomastia. And the individual who wrote the paper focused on the fact that they were using lavender scented lotions or something, you know?
Shampoos. It was either shampoo, lotion, hair gel. It was one of the three. Each one of those
they
boys
were using,
used one
They were
of
using them. A cosmetic that was branded as lavender fragranced cosmetic, right? Like there's nothing else in those cosmetics but lavender.
Well,
right?
Was it organic? Did it have BPA in it? You know, none of that was addressed.
Okay, so the word fragrance in and of itself is a broad stroke word used, approved by the FDA to include a plethora of dangerous things, none more dangerous than phthalates. Phthalates are what they use to encapsulate fragrance. So the phthalates have already been shown to be androgen receptor affinity, have an affinity to the androgen receptor. They are anti-androgens. They block testosterone's action. We don't know if it was the lavender that was in these cosmetics that caused this problem. And even if there is some phytoestrogenic compounds in lavender, how could the FDA come out and be concerned about that when soy is so healthy for you?
According to the FDA.
Yeah, and it's got tons of phytoestrogens, and you eat it. You're eating it. You're not rubbing it on your skin. You're putting it right in your mouth and swallowing it. So if they're going to come out against lavender oil because it's estrogenic, then they got to use that same heavy-handed approach to soy and flaxseed because they both have a lot of estrogenic compounds.
But they're never going to do that.
Of course not, because they're corrupt. I've given up on the inept argument. I used to say whether they're corrupt or inept, neither is acceptable for the organization that is supposed to be the firewall between industry and the protection of its population. They are corrupt. The FDA is corrupt. They show all the signs of corruption. In fact, they operate out in the open completely corruptly without any concern of being reprimanded or disciplined because they are above the law. So they're corrupt.
I'm just reading here something about the study, and they're saying here's the first problem with the study. The suspect personal care products were never identified, and therefore the results cannot be confirmed. Second, many cosmetic products and personal care products contain phthalates and other ingredients known to be endocrine disruptors,
bingo,
which is what you said. And then thirdly, phthalates and the pesticides, both known endocrine disruptors, have been found in adulterated and or non-organic essential oils.
Bingo.
So it could have had the pesticides
anything.
In it.
There's little boys develop gynecomastia a lot in this country today. And if then, and many of them aren't using anything with lavender in it. So this is more of a witch hunt. This is what the FDA does. They find this little thing, this little pisher issue where three people in the whole population are, we have to control that entire industry. Meanwhile, African Americans have a higher susceptibility to death and negative side effects from vaccines, but they turn their back on that one. Oh, that's okay. It's acceptable.
Yes.
Because you know what? Some people have to die for the greater good of the country. That's just the way it is. Sorry. Sorry if it's you. This is a sham. The FDA is just, anybody who takes them seriously is a fool.
Okay, so not only did they point out essential oils, they pointed out amber necklaces, and you're going to laugh at this one, probiotics.
They're dangerous.
They're dangerous.
Oh boy, they're gonna have to regulate Fauci pretty soon.
And butterbur.
What is butterbur?
Sometimes used for migraine prevention, and there are some studies that indicate it is effective for this indication.
Yeah. But they don't know, but it has side effects. The side effects can't be any worse than pick a drug that's advertised on television today. Pick one. It's a joke. This is nonsense.
Okay, so are we okay on time?
Yeah, we're going to take a break right now.
Oh, we are.
Yeah,
okay.
We are. We normally take a break in 30 seconds. We'll just take it now. Do you have a favorite story you want to talk about when we come back, or you want to just...
When we come back, I do want to revisit aspartame.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Good idea. You know, sometimes we have to revisit these things to remember why we didn't like them in the first place. Because a lot of people, you hear about something and you act on it. And then as time goes on, this has some aspartame in it, that, and you forget why you didn't like it in the first place. So we have to revisit these things.
Is Diet Coke, is that what they put? Aspartame, is that in Diet Coke?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to look that up during the break.
Pretty sure. It's in a lot of diet beverages. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques,
and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookskubik.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Casual Friday, where Elisa Profumo is rocking the mic.
You know, it's amazing how much better you feel when you get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing.
Last night, I did not sleep good, and I don't know why. I think that my nose was stuffed last night, because I've been sleeping really well.
You know, I slept really well, and I went out and did cardio this morning, and I did the same exact thing that I usually do.
That normally takes you?
It normally takes me, like, I'd say 37, 38
to
minutes.
To 40 minutes, right.
And I did it in 30 minutes this morning.
Boom, right. And feel great.
I feel great.
Yeah.
Nothing like sleep. It's amazing.
The person who comes up with a way to really affect proper sleep, I don't mean just knock somebody out for 8 hours, but really where you actually go through all of the refreshing phases of sleep, will be a multi-billionaire. Multi-billion.
Well, let's get started on it.
Let's get this party started. Okay.
Okay. So, Michelle Ebert posted something about aspartame on my Facebook page today.
Mm-hmm.
And it just started me thinking, you know, we need to talk about that again. So we have talked about it, but in case you don't know, aspartame is now being marketed as a natural sweetener called AminoSweet.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and the FDA allows this so that companies can trick us. The FDA allows them to do this stuff. So, because everybody was getting all, oh, I don't want aspartame. And so these companies petition the FDA. They go, hey, look, we want to change the name because we have to trick people to keep taking our product. And the FDA, instead of going, no, you have to be truthful so people can make informed decisions. The FDA goes, yeah, people are stupid. Go ahead, change the name. It's fine with us. Just pay us $1 million for the new application.
Okay, so aspartame is the technical name for the brand's NutraSweet Equal Spoonful in Equal Measure. It was discovered by accident in 65 by a chemist of the G.D. Searle Company.
Searles, yeah.
Searle Company.
Are they I guess they were bought by I didn't even know this story.
They were bought out by Monsanto. And, okay, so I guess it was originally approved for dry goods on July 26, 1974, but objections were filed by a neuroscience and an attorney, so it wasn't allowed to go to market.
Right. And so they basically said, this neuroscientist and this attorney said, look, this stuff is dangerous. It's harmful. It does some horrible things to the brain. And so they just said, okay, fine. We won't do anything with it, right?
Right.
But then enter what company?
Monsanto.
Monsanto picks up the ball, buys J.D. Searles.
G.D. Searles.
G.D. Searles, thank you. Picks up the and spins off a couple companies, one of which is the company that makes aspartame.
The two companies are Searle Pharmaceuticals and the NutraSweet Company, which is now a separate subsidiary.
Right.
Subsidiary. And it was allowed to go to market.
And so, you know, oh, well, it's Monsanto now. We have to, now we got to help them out because they're so important and critical to the American economy and feeding the world. Yes, let's go ahead. Let them sell that stuff to people. It'll be okay. Monsanto steps in. All of a sudden, it's okay. Oh, yeah, no, we can sell it now.
Aspartame accounts for over 75% of adverse reactions to food additives reported to the FDA.
Think about this. 75% of all of the reported side effects of that are produced by food additives that are reported to the FDA. Now, keep in mind, a lot of people have these negative outcomes and don't call the FDA, take the time to report. But 75% of the adverse reactions that are in the category of food additives are generated by aspartame. That's amazing. That you would think, like, oh, let's forget about essential oils for a minute. That, you know, wait, three kids grew boobs. Let's wait on that one. 75% of the calls we're getting are because of aspartame. Maybe we need to rethink that decision, FDA. Huh? No?
A few of the 90 different documented symptoms listed in the report as a part of aspartame dangers are numbness, nausea, seizures, dizziness, headaches, migraines, weight gain, rashes, depression, fatigue. I mean, vertigo, memory loss, joint pain, anxiety attacks. Sean Knergsfield, if you're listening, you need to stop drinking that Diet Coke.
Yeah, man. Look how smart you are, Sean. Imagine how much smarter you'll be once you stop drinking Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Hope he doesn't beat me up now for doing that. Did you see the picture of him the other day?
Yeah, he looked good.
The dude is ripped and muscular, man. He looks so good. I got to tell you something. I don't know if it's Carol or Kansas, but something's working for you, brother.
The chronic illnesses are brain tumors, multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, Parkinson's disease, lymphoma, Alzheimer's, fibromyalgia.
The metabolites of aspartame convert to things that are very damaging to the brain. Okay, people regularly get headaches from using aspartame. That should tell you something right there. Okay, it turns into a form of an aldehyde, but it also increases glutamate activity in the brain. Glutamate has been known to overexcite neurons and kill them.
So, and I ask you this question this morning because glutamate is in Parmesan cheeses.
Yes, glutamate is in all dairy products.
Okay.
But the problem is when they isolate it and it's unbound.
It's unbound to proteins.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
When it's unbound. Anytime this.
So if it's unbound, it's able to cross the blood-brain barrier?
Yes, and the body doesn't know how to handle it. The body can't handle it. It's like injecting a pure, you know, I don't have a good analogy right now, but it's like injecting it instead of swallowing it and letting your body break it down. When it's bound to protein, it doesn't have the same inrush into the body, and the body is able to destroy some of the glutamate and excrete it. But when it's just isolated glutamate, when it's isolated aspartame, it increases glutamate so rapidly the body just can't handle it. The blood-brain barrier can't handle it, in fact. That is what they say. Even in healthy people, the reason that aspartame affects them is because the rise in glutamate is so rapid that it breaches the blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier was never designed to handle that amount of glutamate hitting it at one time. So some of it gets in, and it causes an excitatory effect to neurons that actually burns them out, literally burns the nerves out.
This is crazy. I mean, I'm sitting here reading about one of the ingredients, which is DKP, and the GD Cereal Company conducted animal experiments on the safety of this product. This is part of aspartame, one of the ingredients in aspartame. The FDA found numerous experimental errors occurred, including clerical errors, mixed up animals not getting drugs they were supposed to get, pathological specimens lost because of improper handling, and they still set their standards according to what GD Cereal Company said.
Right. Because the FDA is a fake organization that's designed just to make money and poison people. How much more can we talk about the FDA? Something has to be done.
Okay, so just one last thing, and we'll talk about something. Well, something nice.
Well, we're going to have to take a break and talk about something good at the top of the hour.
Yes, okay. DKP has also been implicated as a cause of uterine polyps and changes in blood cholesterol. And this is by FDA toxicologist Dr. Jacqueline Verrett in her testimony before the U.S. Senate.
Which obviously everybody ignored. I mean, she was obviously a kind of coming forth and telling the truth about it, right?
Yes.
But the FDA said that's still okay. It's okay. Yeah. 75% of the adverse reactions from food additives are generated by aspartame. And we know it's destroying the brain and causing diseases and it's poison. But we think it's okay for people to keep using. But don't you dare use any essential oils. Don't use lavender shampoo. We're going to regulate lavender shampoo. That's what we're going to do because we are the FDA.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about how to create a farm fresh first aid kit.
And I will not say anything negative for the next hour.
Yes,
I'm going to do it. I just thought of it. You know what? I'm tired of it. It doesn't get anything. It probably just frustrates people out there and it doesn't help.
But you know what? That vaccine story was necessary because if it saves one life.
Yes, I agree.
You know?
I agree. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at Bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. CanSee.net. CanSee Eye Drops, the name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Tomorrow never comes until it's too late.
Wait for it. Welcome back. Okay.
Let's talk
about... Top of the hour. It's a new hour, new lease on life. Carl is happy. My meds are kicking in. Hey, I'm happy now.
Okay, so how to create a farm fresh first aid kit.
How do you do it?
Well, first of all, basil. Did you know we might get in trouble by the FDA?
I like the FDA.
Did you know that basil is an herbal cure for muscle tension and sore feet?
You eat it or rub it on your feet?
Well, if you have achy feet, you put the basil into just make a foot bath with it, and you put the basil in the foot bath, and you pour hot water over the basil leaves, and you let it soak for a while, and then you put your feet in.
I have a different variation of that. You take about 6 large basil leaves. You crunch them up, chop them up into small pieces. You drop them into a bottle of vodka. You shake it up. You drink the bottle of vodka. All your pain goes away. It's the basil. No?
No. Okay. So, but say, for an example, if you have a muscle that's aching, you can take the handful of basil leaves and release the natural oils by...
Mashing them.
If you have like that porter,
pestle and mortar. A porter and mestle.
And then you rub them directly onto the sore spots, and the basil oil
really
will help with sore muscles.
Is that an essential oil? Because those are bad for you. I don't know if I want to use that.
I don't know.
Okay.
Lemon balm is an herbal cure for pesky insects.
Really?
So you just get lemon balm and rub it on. I'm going to start using that when I'm out in the garden working. It's what citronella is made of.
Lemon balm.
So it's a high concentration of, but a
drop. Where do you get lemon balm? Do you have to make
it
yourself?
I'm sure you can buy it at like Whole Foods or somewhere like that.
I wonder if it's just lemon in a fatty base. If you just take lemon oil and squeeze it into something like a coconut oil while the coconut oil is clarified and then you let it harden, if that's a lemon balm.
I don't know. It says here that you can crush up fresh leaves and rub them directly on your skin, being sure to concentrate on areas prone to insect bites.
So they're saying use the leaves.
Lemon balm leaves, yeah.
So, okay, I'm confused. Is that from the lemon? Because we have lots of lemon trees at home.
No, it's not. There's a lemon balm.
Okay.
That you can.
Gotcha. Okay, buy. Now I got
okay,
you.
Okay, thyme is good for minor cuts and scrapes.
Okay.
And tomato is an edible cure for preventing a sunburn.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you put it on. I guess it's the lycopene because the astaxanthin does that. Oh,
edible. That's what edible means. You eat it.
It does. Is that what edible? And you said thyme is good for minor cuts and scrapes. Is that what they mean by thyme heals all wounds?
And
hey, this is Happy Carl.
Lastly, peppermint is good for itchy bites. But don't tell the FDA that,
yeah,
because that's
caustic.
A caustic oil.
It's caustic to the mosquitoes.
You know, I use peppermint extract in like my protein powder sometimes,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
But extract is different than peppermint oil. Peppermint extract has a little bit of oil and alcohol in it.
Okay.
They're saying, you know, there's a big difference between volatile oils and oils. Everybody thinks that an oil means it's fatty, but volatile oils are not attached to a fat. They evaporate. Like when I used to buy ginger extract from India, when I first got it, you could actually smell the ginger vaporizing. You could smell it because of the volatile oils, and the older it got, it dried out. So there's a lot to this. When people say essential oils, there's a broad scope of potential things that could be going on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you know that, I guess since states are starting to legalize cannabis?
Yay! I can't wait for Kentucky to legalize it because I'm going to be smoking it.
They are now doing things such as wine and cannabis pairing.
Like they used to do wine and cheese pairing, right? They say, oh, this cheese goes great with this wine, or this wine goes great with steak and that one goes good with fish. So now they have this wine and this weed makes you smarter and taller.
Or a cannabis and beer tasting or pairing.
Yeah.
So if you're drinking a wheat beer, you'd need to opt for a citrusy strain like a Maui Wowie.
Wow. I remember Maui Wowie. I used to get it when I was a kid.
It's for the same effect as putting an orange slice in your Blue Moon.
So you'd want to have Blue Moon and Maui Wowie.
Yeah.
That's called the Blue Moonie. So, a Blue Maui?
Who knew?
Yeah. This is cool.
Yeah, so, but wine pairing is a new frontier. Denver-based urban vineyard Infinite Monkey Throne, led by a guy named Ben Parsons. He's the one of the first to do this new wine and cannabis pairing.
But this isn't so far-fetched because, let's be honest, those people out there who do smoke weed probably drink alcohol during the same time, right? They're drinking and they're smoking. So this has been going on forever. He's just capitalizing on it. That's all.
He's saying that they also might begin experimenting with THC-infused wines,
a sort of
high-end version of Green Dragon, which is a concoction of cannabis-infused liquor.
MIPs, marijuana-infused products, is a big word that's going to come out sometime very soon, MIPs. So they're going to be putting marijuana in everything.
Really? Not just brownies anymore?
No, everything. I mean, they're already doing it. In California, they have butter that has different strains of marijuana. So, you know, like you buy a garlic-flavored butter and parsley butter has parsley smashed into it. So it has that great taste of parsley and butter. They have marijuana strains infused into butter. It's marijuana butter. Spread it on your toast. Yeah.
Have a good day.
Start the day off high. There you go.
Good morning.
Yeah. You look stoned. Did you smoke this morning? No, I just had breakfast. That's it.
Okay, so I want to talk about the tango.
I want to talk about the tango, too.
Okay, did you know that the tango could help fight off Parkinson's disease?
Yeah, I believe this. When my sister was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, she tried a lot of different movement therapies, they call them.
Uh-huh.
Yes, anything that keeps you moving creates new inroads and new nerves to sprout. And it can actually not necessarily reverse Parkinson's disease, but slow the progression. Yes.
Well, that makes sense because they're moving and they're active, whereas maybe they weren't before.
Well, think about it. So when you exercise, you lift weights, not only do your muscles get bigger, but the nerves that fire muscle fibers become more efficient, or they grow into new muscle fibers, okay? So you not only have collateral changes to muscle fibers, but you have collateral changes to the nervous system. And this could be thought of as new nerves, right?
Yes.
So Parkinson's disease is destroying old nerves. And if you do nothing, then the net effect is every day you're losing nerves. But if you're doing things that theoretically have the ability to create new nerves, then the net effect is status quo. So let's say you're losing 1,000 nerves a day and you're building 1,000 nerves a day, the Parkinson's disease is not progressing. So any movement therapy can stave off the progression of Parkinson's disease.
I guess they did a study out of McGill University in Canada, and the study showed that while it didn't benefit the motor severity, it did improve balance.
Yes.
And also, they experienced improvements on cognition and fatigue.
Sure. And because learning to dance is more of a brain thing and coordination than it is a muscle load thing, right?
Right.
So if you combine that, like learning to dance with heavy resistance training, that person would see even greater benefits from their movement therapies. Because that's working on peripheral muscle and peripheral nerves and coordination and balance in the brain. So, yeah, that's really good news. Do you want to take a break now? Do you have another story you want to talk about?
Let's talk about cheese for a second.
I love cheese.
I do too. And do you believe in the French paradox?
I do, but I think the French paradox is much more than just wine and cheese. I think that they walk more than us too. I think they walk to and from the restaurants. I think a lot of those, we want the French paradox to be drinking wine because we all want to drink more wine. And then we want to believe that it's just cheese because many of us love cheese. Like, oh, cheese is good for you, see? But it's more than that. French people live lower stress lifestyles. They walk much more. So it's a lot more. But yes, I do believe in the French paradox. I just think it's much more than what we wanted to think.
Well, and so typically don't doctors tell you not to eat cheese because it will raise your cholesterol?
Yeah, it'll clog your arteries. Oh, artery clogging cheese.
Because I have a friend who said that the doctor told her to cut out cheese. Meanwhile, she eats a ton of sugar.
Did the doctor tell her to? Yeah, that's right. I know, right? That's not going to affect your cholesterol, sugar. Did the doctor tell her to cut out cheese or stop cutting the cheese?
No, to cut it out.
Okay.
Okay. So there was a study done in Denmark on 15 healthy men whose diets either contained cheese or milk and who ate a controlled diet with butter but no other dairy products. The team found that those who consumed cheese had a higher fecal levels of butyrate.
Okay, that's ketones.
And a compound produced by gut bacteria.
Yeah, and that's also a ketone.
The elevated butyrate levels were linked to a reduction in cholesterol.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Suggesting a role for gut microbes in cardiovascular disease.
Interesting.
Boy, everything is always pointing to gut microbes.
And the FDA doesn't want you taking probiotics. Oh, damn it. I didn't say anything negative. I think they're smart, the FDA. They're good. Sorry about that.
Cheese consumption significantly reduced urinary citrate, creatine, and creatinine levels.
Yeah, that's good. So that means that less muscle wasting, too, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the protein portion of the cheese's effect. But they didn't see that in just the milk drinking, huh?
No.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I love cheese. I am not going to stop eating it. I don't care what my doctor says.
And we have a guy here in town that makes it from, he makes it from raw milk.
Raw milk. See, any cheese that's cured, I think, for 6 months can be raw milk. But any cheese that's cured for less than 6 months has to be from pasteurized milk.
And then that raw milk from, the raw cheese is from Kerrygold. That's made from.
Yeah, the Dubliner. It's the best. If you haven't tried the Kerrygold Dubliner cheese, it's a cheddar cheese, but they don't use any dye in it, so it's white. Don't be shocked that it's not yellow or gold or orange like mac and cheese crap. If you haven't tried Kerrygold.
Crap, not craft.
But they mean the same thing. Craft and crap are interchangeable. If you haven't tried the Dubliner cheese from Kerrygold, you've got to try it. It's really good. Really, really. I like it a lot. I can't stop eating it once we buy it. That's the only bad thing about it. So I have to hide it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more stories. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120%
57% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Hello, boys and girls. No? I guess not. Wrong mashup. Just when you think you know what you're talking about. Welcome back to Casual Friday. So, what shall we talk about first, TLAT?
Let's talk about.
No, I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Sex, baby.
Oh, you did. Oh, you. This is a family show. Just stop that.
Okay. So we want to talk about brain food for a minute.
Yes. I need more brain food. My brain is big and it's very hungry. You can tell my brain is big because my head's really big, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of brain in there. I don't use it all, but there's a lot in there.
Number one is blueberries, but make sure they're organic.
Yeah, that's for sure, right?
It's the anthocyanine.
Anthocyanines. We actually did our first show about anthocyanines way back when with Dr. Michael Smith when Life Extension Foundation was still a proud sponsor.
Okay, and how about green leafy vegetables?
All the green leafy vegetables, right?
Yes, because of the vitamin K. Kale, spinach, collard greens, they have been shown to slow cognitive decline. How about olive oil?
Yes, and Papa Vince is even the best. It makes your brain work even better when you use Papa Vince's olive oil.
And it tastes really good.
Yes, and this next one I love. I think it's the one you're going to say.
Fatty salmon. Fatty fish.
I love salmon. I love raw salmon. I could, you know, I really spend way too much money when we go to the Japanese restaurants because I'll ask them, how many orders of, how many pieces of salmon come in your sashimi? And they'll be like six for $11. And I'll go, can I have four orders, please? You've seen me do that.
I have, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'll eat $50 worth of sashimi and it's so good. And I could eat $50 more, except I don't want to spend that much more money. When I eat raw salmon, I don't even feel it in my stomach. And that tells me that it's good for me. It's so good. I love it.
Okay, so...
And it also means I'm really smart because I can eat a lot of salmon.
We all know how smart you are.
Yes.
Did you know that there is a parkland in
Ohio. It's actually a national park. And what they're doing with this national park is they're creating farmland with it.
They want people to come and farm it.
Yes.
Dr. Bill Seeds, hopefully you're listening to this episode of Casual Friday. I know you're traveling today, so you're probably not listening live. But this is in Cuyahoga. This is Cuyahoga National Park. It's just south of Cleveland.
Yes. In the protected land of Ohio's Cuyahoga Valley National Park, fruits, vegetables, and herbs grow abundantly. Turkeys, goats, pigs, and even the occasional human call this land home.
Yeah.
And they have, what they do is they give this land to farmers who will farm it
sustainable farming.
And they don't have to pay for it. They just have to prove that they will continue to do this for 60 years continual.
Oh, you got to do it for 60 years?
60
That's a big
years.
Commitment. I'd be like, can I just do it this summer and see how I like it? I don't want a whole acre. I just want that little piece of land over there.
If we have any farmers in the audience, they have two plots of land available.
So can you use it commercially? Can you farm it and sell the stuff that you farm? I know there's a PDF, and I just opened it, and it's the actual summary of leasing opportunity. And I haven't read through it. It's called the Countryside Initiative. But if you live in Ohio and you think that, you know, you've said, man, I want to get off this grid. I'm so tired of this rat race. I'm so tired of working for the man. I wish I was a farmer. I could farm and do an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. But I don't have any land, and I don't have any money to buy land, but I know how to farm. Email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. I'll send you this document. It tells you how to write in and be considered to be one of the farmers to take this land. This is amazing. You know what we should tell about this, too? Susan from Dutch Creek Farms.
Yes, we should.
I mean, I don't know that she wants, I mean, she's got a big farm now, but I mean, still, I mean, this is amazing opportunity for somebody who wants to become a farmer. Many people who want to become a farmer. This is a huge parcel of land that could be broken up into dozens of farms. And it's really, while you're in Cuyahoga County, you're just north of Columbus and south of Cleveland. So. It's a really great place. Going into town on the weekends is going into the big city. Go north or south, either one.
Okay, so you just mentioned living off the grid. I hadn't planned on talking about this, but this prompted me to. I had just
because it happened here in Kentucky, right?
No, I just read a story.
Oh, okay.
In Cape Coral, Florida.
Yeah, I know where that is. Okay.
The court ruled that living off the grid is illegal.
Really?
Yes.
And how do they quantify living off the grid?
The special magistrate ruled that the city's code allowed this person to live without utility power, but she still is required to hook her home to the city's water system. Her alternative source of power must be approved by the city.
But that's okay. I can live with those two things. I'd rather have running tap water than maybe water from. From a well, because well water is probably is toxic today.
But they tried to evict her from her home for living without utilities. Isn't that her choice?
Yeah, that's baloney. That's going on here too. So here in Kentucky, a mother and dad had their children taken away because they were living off their grid and they were teaching their kids what it's like to live the way our ancestors lived. So they had an outhouse. No running water,
well,
no power. No.
They had access to Wi-Fi because she had a blog and she was blogging about their experience and the authorities must have been, someone reported it to the authorities as child abuse.
Yeah, she had a generator. They had a generator that allowed her to, and they had some way to get on the internet. So they had a way for her to blog, but she could have gone into town for that. We don't know. But the bottom line is they wanted to like rough it. They wanted to see what it's like to live the life that we lived before all of these human trappings, and they had their children taken away from them.
This is terrible. So this person was, they said that she violated the city codes because she was relying on rainwater instead of city water system and solar panels instead of the electric grid.
Why? Well, solar panels are great. Solar panels are great. If she could power her home, what do they care? What do they care? This is, you know, I mean, what am I going to say? I don't want to be nasty, angry Carl. So I'm going to say, well, you know what?
Well, no. I mean, say what needs to be said.
If you want to live off the grid, don't tell anybody about it. Live off the grid completely. Don't start a blog. Just go do it. Okay? And that's it.
But it should be our choice.
Oh, I agree 1,000%.
It's not the government's choice.
I agree 1,000%. I really do. But look, this is a government who believes that people are too stupid to take care of themselves, so they have to be taken care of by the government. And I got to tell you something. You know, I have been accused of being too polarizing when I talk about politics because I've said I don't like Republicans, I don't like Democrats, I don't like anybody who becomes a politician is already corrupt in order to become a politician. I don't like any of them, but I got to be honest with you. This is the liberal agenda. People are too stupid to take care of themselves. We have to help them. They don't know what they're doing. We need to force them to vaccinate because they don't know. I mean, just look at the state of California. This is the liberal incubator state. Everything that they do there is about, we have to teach people how to be safe and how to live, and we have to make them vaccinate, and we have to take care of all the people we can and let all the illegal aliens in. Don't turn them away because and they're broke. The state's going down the tubes faster than anything. You got Governor Moonbeam over there, Jerry Brown, running the state like it's an amusement park. Well, this is what you get. When you want government to make your decisions for you, that's what happens. You can't make any decisions on your own. You want to live off the grid? No, that's not safe. We can't let you do that. No, I don't want to vaccinate my kids. Well, you got to vaccinate them because we know better. So this is it. You know, we could thank the Republicans for the corruption, and we could thank the liberals for people not having any rights anymore. They're equally terrible parties, equally. So there you go. Okay. Oh, damn it. I slid back into negative
Carl. I think I
Carl.
Like Happy Carl better.
Well, I like Happy Carl better, too. You want to know the truth? When I think about Angry Carl, I think, you know, I'm just negging people out. We can't do anything about it, so let's just focus on the positive. So the positive is this. If you want to live off the grid, do it in such a way where you don't piss anybody off, and you can do it. I mean, I'd have no problem hooking up to city water, but I would still drink rainwater, okay? Sometimes you have to get along. What do they say? What's that old saying? You got to something along to get along or give. What's that saying?
I'm not sure.
Okay. But anyway, those of you out there.
Go along to get along.
Yes. You got to go along to get along. So you hook up the city water, but you don't use it. And you hook up the electrical power, but you don't use it. You use your solar power. And then you're still living off the grid without them knowing it.
But if you don't have a bill, then.
Well,
I guess.
What are they going to say? Oh, you need to start turning your lights on. You know, what are they going to say?
Yeah.
Nah. There's ways to do this. You just have to learn how to navigate around politicians and government. But it can be done. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference.
Papa Vince since 1935.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
It's day and night, day and night. It's day and night, day and night.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Cotter. Remember that show?
This is Happy Carl.
What's that? Pesticide exposure linked to heart disease.
No, it can't be true.
So out of the University of Portugal, they did a test with 73 premenopausal and 48 postmenopausal women who underwent bariatric surgery. They tested the participants for fasting blood glucose and cholesterol. And what they used was the Framingham Risk Score.
So the Framingham study started in 1948, I believe in Framingham, Massachusetts. And it was a very, very noble undertaking designed to come up with markers of cardiovascular risk assessment so that we could then use that information and go, oh, we can be proactive. We can say these things lead to heart disease. It's really the standard that a lot of sciences use when assessing cardiovascular risk models.
The researchers assessed the women's 10-year risk of developing cardiovascular disease. The analysis revealed that among premenopausal women with higher concentrations of environmental estrogens in their visceral fat tissue from the belly were more likely to have higher blood sugar levels. Among premenopausal women, those with higher levels of environmental estrogens in their blood tended to have more inflammation and faced a greater risk of cardiovascular disease.
Yeah. Now, these are the things that they're spraying on our food that then people who don't believe it's important to eat organics are consuming.
And, you know, the anti-organic population out there, it's not important to eat organic foods, who also tend to become more obese. Your fat cells are little time capsules. They store all the toxins. In fact, that's why the low-fat mantra, combined with the assault of environmental toxins, is the perfect storm for your body to store all the toxins you come in contact with in those fat cells. In fact, remember that book that I showed you that I have, Fortunes and Formulas? It was from like the late 1800s.
Yes.
They have a list of antidotes for poisons. Do you know what the list was? It was all fats, egg yolk, drinking oils, eating tallow. When you consume the poison, you're supposed to consume fat because...
Will it attach itself to it?
The poisons get have an affinity for some reason to fat. I don't know if it's a mechanism that the body has developed. And then they ride the fat out of the body or you can vomit them back up. So it's clear that these toxins like to be in fat. And I don't know why. I'm glossing over why. That's not the important part. The important part is, so when you have a low-fat diet, and a high contact rate to toxins, these toxins don't have an opportunity to ride their fast train out of the bowel tunnel. They just find homes in the fat in your body. And so when you are becoming obese and adhering to a low fat diet, you are just creating time capsules of poisons. And this is why there was a study done about 10 years ago that shows that women who underwent rapid fat loss developed cancers immediately after.
Well, let me ask you this. So we all know that breast cancer is women who are heavy have higher estrogen levels.
They have higher levels of the bad estrogen,
which is estrone.
Right, estrone, right.
That's known as the old lady hormone. Right. Okay, so they have bad levels of estrone.
Right, and estradiol, quite frankly. But yeah, they have higher levels of estrogen. Let's go there.
Estrogen, okay. Right. And we all know that that's one of the main causes of breast cancer.
No, it's not the cause of breast cancer. It feeds breast cancer. We have to be careful.
It feeds breast cancer.
Yeah, it contributes to the development of the breast cancer, but the reality is
But where I'm going with this is that they're saying that it's dangerous to consume estrogen, to use estrogen as a hormone replacement, but yet we get so much of it from
our
the environment.
And
they're not concerned about what we get from our environment.
Yeah, they're worried about the potential estrogenic effects of lavender oil, but they're fine with all the estrogenic effects of everything else that's been approved for you to inhale or ingest. Yes. And that's why it's idiocy. That's why it's like people talking about what color should we paint the walls and fighting about the color of the walls, but the house is on fire, right? And they're like, no, I think the wall should be red. No, the wall should be blue, but the house is on fire. It's like, who cares what color you think the wall should be? There's a bigger problem here. And the bigger problem is not these little insignificant assaults of estrogenic compounds, but the widespread assaults that we are being affected by when chemical companies are running the food industry. I mean, that in and of itself, to me, is a red flag. The biggest chemical companies in the world are at the helm of our food production. What's wrong with that picture? That would be like the companies that manufacture explosives being in charge of producing fire retardant clothes and using the things that they produce explosives out of to make the fire retardant clothes. So what happens is you're wearing a fire retardant suit and it explodes when it comes in contact with fire. And people go, oh, I can't understand why. Well, maybe it's because the material they're using is designed to explode. The stuff that these companies make are designed to poison. And then they want to put it on the food and be in charge of the food production. And our government, in its divine wisdom, says, yeah, it's okay. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. So, but I mean, pesticides are linked to heart disease. I mean, I can't even be shocked by that. I'm more shocked by the fact that
I was not shocked at all.
The most shocking thing that you talked about today was the fact that African Americans are 2 to 3 times more susceptible to dying from or developing side effects from vaccines than Caucasians.
As well as Native Americans. Yes. Don't forget that.
But here's the difference. Here's the difference. Native Americans are not forced by laws. So let's say the state of Montana.
So if they live on a reservation.
They do. If they live in Montana and they're Native Americans, the government doesn't force them to take vaccines because the government has no jurisdiction. But the non-Native American, African-American people who live in Montana will be forced to take vaccines if the government decides, hey, everybody has to vaccinate. So I agree with you. The African-Americans and the Native Americans are at greater risk of developing side effects and dying from vaccines than Caucasians. But the Native Americans, they have a way out. We don't live by white man's laws. We don't have to listen to you guys. You guys take vaccines. We're fine. Just like, you know.
And last week we talked about California, how they're doing away with the opt-out.
Yeah. I want to talk about California for a second. I'm glad you said that. Can I talk about California for a second? Do you want to go on? We want to talk about this a little more.
Go ahead.
So California is in a dire water shortage right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. But California.
This is an interesting story.
California has been prepared for a water shortage for decades. They have 8 reservoirs that actually store billions and billions and billions of gallons of water that they could be using right now and not be in this dire straits situation for water, except for one thing. Those reservoirs are inhabited by a fish that's 2 inches long called the Delta Smelt. And the Delta Smelt is on the endangered species list. So that water is off limits for California to use to save its people.
And I said to you, why can't they move the fish?
And that is exactly what they should do, what they should say. What a sensible population driven by people who use critical thinking would say, okay, here's what we need to do. Let's get as many of the Delta Smelt as we possibly can out of there. Let's move them someplace else. Let's find some water where we can move to. Let's move them and let's use that water for the purpose that we reserved it for, and that is for the population of people that live here. Which, by the way, why they have farms in California, which is desert land, and they're growing almonds and all this other stuff there, is another story entirely. But let's get the Delta.
They have to pump the water.
Yeah, let's get the Delta Smelt out of there. Let's save the little Delta Smelt and let's use the water. But no, instead, the EPA and the government there, which, you know, Jerry Moonbeam. You know, let's touchy feely. Let's save the planet. Let's save the Delta Smelt. But let the people starve. Let the people live without water. Okay, let's subject the population to all this nonsense. Let's save the Delta Smelt instead.
You don't see the story about the fish.
No, everybody thinks that California just ran out of water. They didn't run out of water. They have billions and billions and billions and billions of gallons of water specifically for this reason, but they can't use it because the Delta Smelt is in the water.
Okay, now talk about the story about the pipeline.
So when they were building this pipeline across the United States to bring oil from one place to another, the EPA came out and said, and validly came out and said, look, this pipeline is a non-starter because the caribou, because if this pipeline was built out where no one lives, the caribou will not be able to migrate from east to west and west to east any longer. So here's an example of critical thinking. So instead of them saying, let's scrap the pipeline, which by the way has contributed to the drop in gas prices in this country, they said, why don't we build the pipeline 11 to 12 feet high so the caribou can just walk under it? And the EPA and the tree huggers went, oh, well, I guess you can, but it's still going to harm the elk. Well, they built the pipeline. They elevated it. Guess what happened to the dwindling elk population? It's tripled because the elk are living underneath the pipeline in its warmth and having more babies. So they were worried about this pipeline
actually hurting the elk population. And by using a little common sense and raising it up so man and animal can live in harmony, the elk is actually thriving now. So I say, take the Delta smelt, as many as you can gather up, out of the water there, move them to some pristine lake someplace where they can live happily ever after and multiply and make lots of little babies, and let the California population tap into the water that they have paid tax dollars to reserve for just such a situation. This is where it goes crazy. This is the kind of nonsense. And then at the same time, the FDA wants to regulate industries that it has no business industry regulating, and not as it isn't protecting people where they already can protect them. This country has gone crazy, folks. It's gone crazy. I'm not saying that there's someplace better out there, but we need to get a hold of this country and straighten it the heck out once and for all. Man.
I'm sitting here shaking my head.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, look, everybody in this audience is agreeing with me, I'm sure. And that's because we're all common sense people. The only people that aren't applying common sense are the people running the country. What the F are they doing running the country if they can't apply common sense? How do we vote for these idiots? That's a whole different story. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt
disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrax.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
So I guess my meds wore off, huh?
It appears so. That's the case. Okay, so I have a story I want to tell. And this is for you, Amit Ram, if you're listening.
Our listener in Israel.
I said that there are more studies for men than there are for women.
Right.
Which I still believe is true. But anyway, so I was sitting in a surgeon's office. I was visiting him. I wasn't there for treatment. I was visiting him. And
right.
We were having a conversation. And he said, do you know what this book is over there? And I looked, and it was the physician's desk reference.
Right.
And we were having a discussion about hormones. And he said, do you know there's not one chapter in that book dedicated to women's hormones, sex hormones?
Right. And so that proves, why would anyone be doing research if they're not even including it in the PDR?
There's nothing about women's sex hormones in the PDR.
Right. Yeah.
That's shocking
that
to me.
That kind of proves the point, doesn't it?
Okay, and while we're on that subject, I just want to mention real quick, I just scheduled a show for women.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be July 16th. She couldn't do it before then, but it's increased intake of selected vegetables, herbs, and fruits may reduce bone turnover in postmenopausal women.
Yeah, that's an important discussion.
But not only for postmenopausal, but younger women should be, you know, doing things prior to that aspect of, yeah,
right.
Going through menopause,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Tell the story. So I rail against our government. I keep saying, you know, our government is an idiot. But there's an example of a government that got it right, and it's over in the UK.
Yes. So evidently, several years ago, there was some pushback on homeopathic medicine, and it's covered by the UK's National Health Service.
Right. It is. So they don't even cover it here. The insurance companies don't cover homeopathic medicine.
And they wanted to do away with it. People
right.
wanted to do away with it because
right.
they don't agree with homeopathic medicine.
Right.
But evidently, Prince Charles wrote 27 letters because he agrees with homeopathic medicine.
He believes that herbs and oils.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And so...
He believes that they have a value. It's not like he's saying, oh, no, it's better than allopathic medicine, but we shouldn't just do away with this segment of medicine.
Charles made no secret of his support for many aspects of complementary medicine, including perhaps the most controversial, homeopathic.
See, and I got to tell you something. The more I learn about Prince Charles, the more I like him.
I do too.
He's a steward of the land.
They have organic farming practices on the lands that they own. He bought the land that was in destitute, and he bought it, and he turned it into an organic farm. And the people that live in this city, I forget the name of the city, and now they have jobs, and they're flourishing because
right.
of what he did to restore this place.
Right. Well, I mean, it's clear that he's a steward of the land. He believes in access to good foods. He's a proponent of raw unpasteurized milk. And now this just tells me more. I mean, this is an example of government getting it right, quite frankly. I really feel that way.
And he feels like we do. I was reading this book about him. He's afraid for the country, for where it's headed.
Right. With the level of illness and the exploitation by the food industry and the drug manufacturers and everything else. He's outspoken about it too. I have a lot of,
I have, you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of people who have take pot shots at him because he's outspoken about this sort of stuff. But that's good. Okay.
Okay, so 6 decades after a banana-killing fungus wiped out plantations across Latin America, we're now dealing with a new strain of a virus.
Mm. I love bananas. I eat one a day by on average. I love bananas. And I love when they get overripe. Elisa puts them in the freezer, and then I'll eat that like it's a popsicle.
Yeah, if they get to a certain point where they're overripe, I just freeze them.
Yeah, wrap them up in aluminum foil and put them in the freezer.
And then Carl likes to eat them as like they're a popsicle.
Yeah, dessert. I eat them for dessert. They're fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really good. So are we at risk of running out of bananas?
There's certain bananas that are in Australia that we may not have anymore because of this. It's called Fusarium wilt,
mm-hmm.
and it's a it appeared this year in Australia's main banana growing state.
Oh, that sucks. Now, do we get bananas?
And it spread to Asia and Africa.
But do we get bananas from those countries here in the United States? I don't think so. I think we get our bananas like from South America and places like that, right?
I think so. Ecuador.
Yeah, there you go.
So anyway, but still, it could if it wiped out. I mean, if it's going to wipe out one type of banana, then what's going to happen? We've already had some bananas wiped out from different viruses,
yeah, right.
Or fungus.
Yeah, that's sad. Very, very sad.
Okay, so I guess we're coming toward the end of the show.
Yes, and those of you who are gamblers, I think we need to acknowledge that this weekend is the...
It's the Belmont in New York, and American Pharoah, who won the Kentucky Derby, and the Preakness is going for the Triple Crown.
This will be the first Triple Crown winner since the 70s, I believe, right?
Yes. If
was it affirmed? Wasn't it affirmed, the last Triple Crown? I should have looked that up.
I think so, but I think people are saying that they think that this horse trained by Bob Baffert can really do it.
Let me see something. I worked on the racetrack when I was a kid. And let's see, Triple Crown winners. It's going to take too long to find this. I think it's affirmed because it was affirmed in Alidar, the great match race, remember? And I think it was affirmed that won the last Triple Crown. Let's see here. Here.
Okay.
Affirmed. I was right.
So Thursday is Carl's birthday.
Yes, I'll be 57 years young.
So, but you're still doing a show on Thursday.
Oh, of course. I'm working on my birthday, of course. Yeah, I don't take off. Kidding me? Because there's people out there watching to see what days I take off. They go, hey, your birthday's not a holiday. What'd you take off for? I don't want to upset anybody. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, we've had a great week here. We've done some groundbreaking shows this week. We've got more next week. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for making the show as popular as it is.
And don't forget to tell your friends.
Yes, we're on a mission. If you tell one person, think about this. If you can get just one person to start listening to this show, not only will the Superhuman Nation grow, but you can actually change the course of somebody's life. A lot of people send me emails saying that the show has changed their lives. It's not me. It's the guests. The body of work that we've done here is life-changing. It has nothing to do with me. There's a lot of people that could sit behind this mic and do the same thing. So help the audience grow. Help the community grow by enlisting more people. We also will change the course of more lives. So, you know, share a show with somebody. If you know somebody's having a problem, share a show with them. That's all we're asking. And we'll see you next week with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening this week.
Bye.